Television host Sonia Kruger has responded to the media storm caused by her comments on Muslims. Yesterday, she echoed Donald Trump calling for a ban on Muslim immigration in Australia. Today, she acknowledged that call may be extreme, as Sarah Sedgi reports.
On Channel 9's Today show this morning, Sonia Kruger addressed her earlier controversial comments.
I'd just like to say a few things about what happened yesterday on the Today show. The discussion we had was centred around a newspaper article which referenced the correlation between the Muslim population of certain countries and the number of subsequent terrorist attacks. I felt the article made some relevant points. We've witnessed too many atrocities committed in the name of terrorism, and last week's attack on innocent men, women and children in Nice left me in utter disbelief. I saw the image of a baby covered in a plastic sheet with a doll lying beside her, and it rocked me to the very core. I imagined what that must have been like for the people of Nice, for the friends and families of the lost, and the thought that it could happen here terrifies me.
Yesterday, Sonia Kruger responded to a column written by Andrew Bolt in News Corp about immigration policies and terrorism. She said she would like to see Muslim immigration in Australia stopped in the interests of safety. Today, she acknowledged how those comments may be perceived, but defended her right to make them.
I acknowledge my views yesterday may have been extreme. The reaction overnight in the papers, online and via social media demonstrates that there are a myriad of opinions in Australia which I fully appreciate. It's a privilege to live in a country such as Australia which embraces a multicultural society. But there is no simple answer here, and if we are to find a solution to the situation, at the very least, we need to be able to discuss it.
While her comments yesterday on Muslim migration were widely criticised, there was also support. One Nation leader, Senator-elect Pauline Hanson, defended the TV host on last night's Q&A program.
You mentioned Sonia Kruger. I'm saying, go Sonia, because I think it's great that someone actually is standing up because she's expressed her feelings about it.
Muslim community leader Dr. Jamal Reefy says the comments are hurtful to the Australian Muslim community.
Our immigration processes have served us very well. We shouldn't go back to the dark days where we discriminate against the intake of migrants who have contributed positively to this country. You can't combat fear by legislating policies based on ignorance and policies that impact negatively on our reputation as a nation, impact negatively on the Australian Muslim population.
He says Australian Muslims are equally concerned with the nation's safety and security.
We are doing our best, trying to protect our boys and girls, trying to protect Australia as a whole, to ensure its safeties and securities. And the best way to do so is for us to engage more and for us to actually enlighten our boys and girls that there is nothing Islamic about the so-called Islamic State except the name. Unfortunately, extremisms have affected us, we in the Muslim community, much more than anyone else. And it put us under a lot of pressure from all quarters. Trying to ban Muslims' immigration to Australia, it does not solve the problem. It only compounds it.
That's Dr. Jamal Reefy ending Sarah Sedgi's report.